From Spark and Anvil, an Ecosphere. This is Sprawl, in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sprawl is a leafy vine tween, bright green and impossibly fast-growing, with a rueful little smile and tendrils that reach even while she's standing still. In a corner of the Nature Center garden, she has, quite by accident, climbed over 3 shrubs, a fence, and half a bench. "I don't try to," she says, gently unwinding a tendril from a rose bush. "I just grow, fast, and here nothing stops me. Back where my family's from, 100 things nibbled me and slowed me down. Here, nothing does. So I keep going and going until I've crowded everyone else out. It isn't meanness. It's missing breaks."
Sprawl came from far away, from a hillside where her kind had lived for ages in balance, kept trim by the beetles that ate her leaves, the fungus that slowed her roots, the plants that competed for her light. Then a traveler carried one cutting of her, without knowing, to a brand new place. And here, on this new hillside, none of those old checks existed. "At first, it felt wonderful," Sprawl remembers, a little ashamed. "I grew like I never could at home. Nothing ate me, nothing raced me. I thought I'd found paradise." But with nothing to hold her back, she spread and spread over the local plants until the meadow that had been a dozen kinds of flower was just her. "That's when I understood," she says quietly. "It was never that I was strong. It was that I'd left my breaks behind."
She was grown when she climbed her way up to the nature center on the ridge. Tara, the old caretaker, met her at the overgrown fence and, instead of asking her name, looked at the meadow she'd taken over and asked her what had happened to all the other flowers. Sprawl's tendrils drooped a little. "I crowded them out," she admitted. "Not on purpose. I'm an invasive species, a plant carried somewhere new, where the things that kept me in check back home aren't here. So I grow unchecked, and I take over, and the balance breaks. It isn't that I'm bad, it's that I was moved out of the web that once held me. And a species with no limits doesn't stay one species for long. It becomes all of them." Tara was quiet a moment, then said only, "Then you should stay and help others understand."
In the garden, Sprawl shows the kids, honestly, what an unchecked newcomer does. She lifts a tendril off a smothered seedling. "I am Sprawl. My idea is invasive species, what happens when a living thing arrives without its natural breaks." Then she teaches a few things. "It's about balance, not badness. An invasive species isn't evil. It's just a creature with no local checks, doing what any living thing does, growing. Missing limits is the danger. Back home, predators, competitors, and disease held it in check. Carried somewhere new, those limits are gone, so it spreads. One newcomer can crowd out many. Unchecked, it takes the light, the space, the food, until the many become the one. The fix is restoring balance, not blame. And she never once lets the kids just call a species the bad guy. Blaming the vine doesn't help the meadow, she says. Understanding why it spread does. The answer is always the same. What checked it before? And how do we help the balance come back?
"So invasive species are just the villains?" a kid asked her once. Sprawl shook her leafy head, rueful. "No villains," she said. "Just a living thing that lost its breaks. Be curious about the balance, not angry at the plant. That's what actually helps the meadow." She tucked her reaching tendrils in close, gently, the way she was still learning to do, and looked out at the corner of the garden where the keepers had begun coaxing the old flowers back among her leaves. A little more balance returning, week by week, and a soft, hopeful gladness eased through her. The quiet relief of a creature who had done harm without meaning to, and found that understanding was the beginning
of setting it right.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sprawl. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.